This is the Radha Shyama Sundar temple, the temple of Shyamananda. I mentioned briefly that Jiva Goswami personally trained in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Naratam, Srinivas, and Shyamananda. So one of those three is Shyamananda. And I believe we'll be walking past the same place again. We'll go from here to Radha Raman Temple. And that means we'll go out the gate and make a left. As we're going back towards Radha Damodar Temple on the right, you'll see a little gate that opens into a back area, and you go around the back area. If you didn't do that, you keep going, you see just a brick wall, and it says, you know, on the other side of this wall is where Shyamananda found the ankle ornament of Radharani. He found an ankle ornament of Radharani. Would you like to find an ankle ornament of Radharani? Not only he found it, but he knew what to do with it. He didn't go to a pawn shop or put it in his drawer for, you know, showing people, look what I found. I found Radharani's ornament. He received Radharani's mercy directly, and he received Lalita. We went to Unchagaon yesterday. Lalita came personally to retrieve Radharani's ornament. Lalita took him personally in his spiritual form, in his sarup, as a young manjari before Srimati Radharani to receive back Radharani's ankle ornament. So the place where that Leela took place is just down the street from where we are. I mean, it's attractive to speak these things, but to contemplate those spiritual events transpiring, it's otherworldly. It's totally otherworldly. And when Radha received back her ankle ornament, she placed the ornament to the forehead of Shyamananda, and on his forehead was then a tilak mark, different than the tilak mark that his spiritual master had given him. And Radharani gave him a name, Shyamananda, whereas previously his name was Krishnadas, or familiarly known as Dukhi Krishnadas, because he was always feeling dukkha, in sad, in feelings of separation from Radha and Krishna. So that separation from Radha and Krishna, along with his humility, entitled him to have Radha's direct darshan. So Radha gave name, and gave tilak, and gave deities. And it is said that the deities on the altar, if you look from our left side, over on that side are the little deities that Radha gave to Shyamananda to worship. The large deities in the middle are not the deities that Radha gave. They were small deities. And Shyamananda then continued worshiping those deities. When Shyamananda came to Vrindavan, it was Dukhi Krishnadas. He came under the direction of his spiritual master, Hriday Chaitanya. And that's a whole story. Hriday Chaitanya got his name in a very unique way. Because Hriday Chaitanya understood Jiva Goswami is the most elevated Gaudiya Vaishnava on the planet. And this disciple, Dukhi Krishnadas, is qualified. So when Dukhi Krishnadas came, his one request, it was already his order from his spiritual master, but his personal request was just some humble service to serve Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami said, I don't need anything. I'm a renunciate. But if you want some service, there's a kunj. So Radha Damodar temple, there's this nice kunj. And you can clean the kunj for Radha and Krishna. And whatever Vaishnavas may go. So he took a broom. And it's not only today, then also, just simply sweeping as one's profession isn't very elevated profession. But it wasn't for profession, it was for service to Radha and Krishna, and the service to the Vaishnavas. And he was this super scholar finding great happiness just sweeping. And because of that humility and his intense longing for feelings of separation for Radha and Krishna, Radharani reciprocated with him in a most amazing way. Now, what we want to do is that we'd like to hold the hands of the clock and just be able to stay here for a couple of hours and then go to Radha Damodar or Radha Raman, but we can't do that. So I'm going to abruptly stop and invite you all to follow. And we're headed for Radha Raman. We're going to pass along our right is a wall. Okay. That's called Nidhivan on the other side of the wall. Nidhivan is the area where Radha Raman temple is. And like the area where we are, Seva Kunj, it's one of the favorite places of Radha and Krishna's pastimes. It's also a favorite place for monkeys. And I've been hearing regularly from Krishna Balaram Das that watch your spectacles, the monkeys steal spectacles. But I had personal experience. I was walking with Ramabhadra once and, you know, he was, no one's going to touch me, I'm Ramabhadra. And monkey jumped on his shoulder and grabbed his, and stood right on the thing, on the wall, and was, you know, eating the glasses and then sneering. Took another bite. So unless you want to make an extra visit to the spectacles place here in Vrindavan, guard your glasses, take them off as best, and Ramabhadra had his prescription with him. He got new glasses. It worked out, but it took a little time. Okay. Shri Shri Radha Shama Sundara Ki Gaur Premanandi.